conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Charlie Puth, he's on his voice notes tour over in LA at the moment.
I love this guy.
He's so amazing. And he had to pause during one of his show to say, really quickly at 10 a.m. this morning, I was at the doctor's office. I wasn't going to be able to sing tonight. We've got back-to-back shows. He's doing a load of shows over in the US. And hopefully he is okay, because like a few years ago, he had to go to hospital due to illness from like touring. So hopefully the same thing doesn't happen.
God, he needs to watch out for himself. Come on, Charles.
I know, because he's on a tour bus all the time. When he's not on like up on stage, he's making music, so he needs a break.
It's so hard to stay healthy when you're on the road. I know that of a lot of touring musicians. But the good news for Charlie Puth, I saw on his Instagram the other day, he's just designed his own car, Gem.
Oh, I saw that. That looks so cool.
Now, I don't know. Like, it looks kind of cool. It's like a sporty kind of car. It's got like the artwork of the Voice Notes album that he created on the side, but the colours are so ugly.
I know, he could have got better colours.
It's like this ugly deep red and the most revolting green you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, he needed help with that.
Yes, he needed a hand.
Week Tonight, a new hit.
And sometimes I like to play brand new music as well. Gem, Wafia, does the name ring a bell to you?
Yes, I've seen her on Twitter.
So she's a legend. She's from Brisbane originally, but now touring all around the world and doing a lot of work over in LA. I think she's 24 now. And I think the cool thing I like about her is that she showcases a different side of her personality and of her life in every song that she puts out. So the single before this was an amazing song called Bodies. And Bodies was actually written about her family in Syria. So obviously Syria has been through a lot of crap the last couple of years. It's a war-torn country. It's kind of falling apart at the seams. And she's got family over there. And seeing, you know, all the vision on the news of people in Syria and the kind of hardships they've had to face, and she sees her family in that. And so the song Bodies is about the bodies she sees of her family over in Syria. And it was a really touching song, but wrapped up in a beautiful, fun pop moment. And that's the kind of thing she's the best at. So this brand new song is a sassy little moment about your ex.
Oh, I love songs like that.
There's been a few good ones lately. IDGAF is one that springs to mind from Dua Lipa. And I think this is like her response to that. Not response to that. It's purely Wafia. She is the most unique artist in Australia right now.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
This is a game called Who Said It on the Socials. We got a bunch of tweets in front of us and three options to who could have tweeted it. Now, what we've been doing the last few weeks is I've come up with the questions and you've had to guess who tweeted it, who said it on the socials, and vice versa. But you're so good at this game that we needed to take this next level. We needed to get someone who listens to This Week Tonight to give us a ring and play against you. Because I think you're unbeatable at the moment.
Well, I hope so. Let's see if I can keep the crown.
Now, play along in the car tonight because it's a pretty fun game to play. We welcome on the phone right now, Kim. Good evening.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Who Said It on the Socials. How are you feeling going up against an absolute champion of the game?
A little nervous. I'll be right.
How's your knowledge of tweeters and what they're saying during the week?
I don't really go on Twitter, so I'm just going to have to give it a go.
Good start! All right, let's get into... I know that's the same thing I just played, but this is tweet number one. Tea time. How cute is this teapot? Question mark. Was it Adele, Britney Spears, or Anne-Marie?
Britney Spears. She's stupid.
So Kim's locked in Britney Spears. Gemma?
I'm going to go... with, what was the first one?
Adele.
Adele. I'm going to go with Anne-Marie.
You're going to go Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
So Gemma's locked in Anne-Marie for tea time. How cute is this teapot? And Kim, our guest, has gone with Britney Spears due to her being dumb, in Kim's words. The correct answer is... Britney Spears!
Yay! I actually got it.
Gem, are you feeling like your title's going to be...
I saw that tweet, but I just went blank for a sec. It's okay.
Your title's going to be taken.
I know.
Why are you following Britney Spears?
I just forgot.
Round two. I actually need to fire up the swearometer for this one. Because there's a swear word in it. There's a curse word. Man, there are some grade A f***s that work in airports. I'm here to travel. This isn't prison. Was this Dua Lipa, Peking Duck, or Amy Shark? Kim, lock it in first.
What was the second one?
Peking Duck.
Yeah, I'll go Peking Duck.
And Gemma?
Oh, I was going to go with them too, because I don't think it's something Amy Shark would say, because she's really polite. Dua Lipa, maybe, but...
Locking in Peking Duck?
Yeah.
We've got two lock-ins for Peking Duck. Game's one apiece, going to caller Kim. The answer is... Amy Shark!
Oh, really?
Wasn't happy in an airport this week.
Oh, okay.
Final tweets, because you're currently winning 1-0. Kim on the phone. Congrats.
1-0.
But Gemma could equalise it with this. I'm having dinner. That is the tweet. Was it Usher? R&B Friday's live 2018 headliner Usher. Was it Ariana Grande? Or was it Shawn Mendes? Who's having dinner, Kim?
It was Shawn Mendes. He was having dinner with me.
Gemma?
I was going to go Shawn Mendes.
All right.
Well.
So a lock-in for Shawn Mendes. You realise, though, Gem, what you've done here...
Oh, don't do this.
...is if you've locked in Shawn Mendes and Kim's also locked in Shawn Mendes, if it's correct, you lose. If it's incorrect, you still lose.
Okay, I'll go with the second one then. There we go.
Do you even remember who it was?
No.
So you've locked in Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Inadvertently.
Yeah.
Correct answer for who tweeted I'm having dinner is... Shawn Mendes!
Great dinner.
Congratulations. I hope your dinner was nice.
It was lovely. He cooked me a risotto.
Oh, nice.
That was very specific. Maybe you actually did have dinner with Shawn Mendes.
I wish.
We'll get some movie tickets in the mail to you, Kim. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And commiserations to you, Gemma. Better luck next time. That is another game of Who Said It on the Social.
This week tonight, double whammy.
We like to do this, play two songs by the same artist or in the same theme every now and then with a double whammy on This Week Tonight. Tonight I thought we'd do a bit of a dedication to the queen, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, she is the best.
So she's literally the queen. Her new album, which came out last week, is called Queen. Because she's a, you know, she knows who she is.
Exactly.
Now, the way they launched this was actually quite special. They got a whole bunch of Nicki and her best friends, including Kim Kardashian, came in and a whole bunch of her gal pals into the studios of Beats One, which is the radio station on Apple Music. And they had a whole bunch of her friends call in as well, including Lil Wayne, who actually signed Nicki back in the day when she was like, I don't know, 15, 16? This is like proper back in the day stuff.
Oh, and I forgot about that.
Yeah, like she is signed to his label. And he kind of dropped knowledge on what it is that makes Nicki such a special artist.
Plain and simple, she changed the culture. She's cultural. She made a way and a lane for women to, for young women and women to be and to want to be and to inspire to be like. And that's a, and it's a positive way and it's a positive path.
There we go. Thank
young
you.
Money.
Thank you.
How would they say it? Young money, cash money, is that it?
That's it, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
You know how you hear often about people getting the keys to the city when they've done something truly amazing?
Oh, yeah.
Like if you win a big marathon or you come home with like heaps of Olympic medals, they're always like, you should get the keys to the city.
Yeah, it's so cool.
So this has happened to one of our favourite pop stars over the weekend. Pretty incredible news for one Dua Lipa.
I got no rules, I count them.
So Dua and her family are from Pristina, which is in Kosovo. which is in the middle of Europe, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, she's always maintained an amazing tie back to Kosovo after moving over to London to pursue music. Her whole family moved over to London with her around the time she turned 16 to pursue music. And obviously that's paid quite nice dividends. But she actually returned on the weekend, Jem, to perform at a festival called the Sunny Hill Festival, which is actually put on by her dad, Duka Lipa.
Oh, that looks so amazing, like all the videos. Like, the lineup was massive.
It was huge. There were acts like Action Bronson, Dua did a performance, some massive acts, and acts that never end up being in a country like Kosovo, like a smaller country. The festival was launched in order to actually give back to the community of that city, and 25% of the profits they made on the ticket sales go towards the Sunny Hill Foundation, which Dua is a patron of. It's a centre which aims to reduce poverty and work with youths in the Pristina area to encourage them to take up their dream careers, which is the most empowering and beautiful thing. And because of Dua's amazing work sort of spreading the word of Kosovo and being such a role model to young Kosovan women, they actually presented her with the very first keys to the city of Pristina.
Oh, the first key?
The first key.
Oh my God.
They've never given out keys to the city before.
That is so amazing.
It's phenomenal. Like, can you imagine that? And like, Dua's still only 22 as well. For her to have done so much in not just her music, but her philanthropy and giving back to the community that she's from already is phenomenal.
It's so important. It was good to see like so many artists supporting her.
It's very special. It's such a special moment. Well done, Dua, you big legend.
This week tonight, a new hit.
I'm so excited for this, Nick. So do you remember Cody Simpson?
Of course I remember Cody Simpson, mate. 2010, this was my jam.
Same here. I was tweeting him in class, as per usual I used to do. Asking him to follow my friend, and then he followed her, which was great.
You were a proper fangirl, weren't you?
I was.
That somehow managed a media career.
I know. I don't know how that happened.
And now you can be a fangirl, but it's for business purposes.
Yes.
So what's Codes up to?
So the last few years, he's kind of changed management and been working on different music to like pop stuff he was doing. So the last year, he's in a band called Cody and the Tide. And he's really making music that he's really enjoying and that he's passionate about. Because when he was younger, he was making music, but you don't really get too much control of it. So he has heaps of control over this. And it has it's so good to see. And he has this really cool sound to it. I'd say it's crossed between like Five Sauce and Busby Maru.
That is a serious crossover.
Yeah, I think, that's all I can think of.
Well, so we're thinking the banging kind of stuff of Five Sauce, and then we're thinking the super Australian, super coastal kind of sounds of Busby Maru. That kind of makes sense to me.
Exactly, because he's from the Gold Coast, he loves surfing, and even while he's in LA at the moment, he still goes to the beach, and that's where the Tide came from, Cody and the Tide.
Oh,
because
what a genius!
I know.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight, with Jem and Nick Kelly.
But Jem, you know I am a massive Zara Larsson fan, right?
Yes, I see all your tweets.
I like any pop, but then more specifically, I like any pop that's Swedish. And then even more specifically, any pop that's Swedish and made by a fierce, savage, brilliant woman.
Yes.
And Zara fits all those boxes for me. So this week she did a bit of a little Q&A on her Twitter where fans were able to sort of flick some questions through and she'd sort of quote retweet them and answer them. So her whole following could see her thoughts on various things. And there was one that kind of stood out to me. This girl, Susan, said, "Hey Zara, any advice on moving on from a toxic relationship? Help a sis out." Now, that's something that I think everyone's had to varying degrees over their relationship lives. And her advice is block on everything and tell your friends to block too. Now, I like this advice. What is your vibe on it?
I think that's very good advice because you need to get them out of your life. You need to put them in the boy bin, and that's what Zara's telling you to do.
I love the boy bin. Yes. Like, I've done this with the easiest way to get rid of, not get rid of, but basically there was a dude I was seeing for a long time, really, really liked him, and then we were sort of doing a bit of a long distance thing. I was flying to Geelong in Victoria.
Oh, okay.
Never go there. and seeing him every couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden it turned out that he was actually with someone else down there.
Oh, that's not good.
Somehow managing to hide it from me. So that really kind of like screwed me up for a little bit. Mm. And the best way I found to get him out of my life was I hit that delete button on Facebook. I deleted all the texts so I couldn't look back on the cute stuff. I got rid of him on Twitter and Instagram. Just cleanse him out. And then you go to your friends and you go, yo, guys, I know you liked him as well, but can we just have a solidarity moment and just get rid of him on everything? And they were so supportive. And within about 6 months, I'd kind of forgotten the whole relationship had happened.
That's good. That's what you need to do. And you need to realize that if you're worrying about someone, then they're not worth being in a relationship with, because you shouldn't have that doubt.
Absolutely. So. Take those words into your Monday, guys.
This week tonight's double whammy.
So Nick, a very exciting week. It's been on Tuesday, the American Music Awards are taking place.
Massive.
I know, one of the biggest awards, you'd say, apart from the Grammys.
As far as I know, they're the biggest. Yeah, they're kind of like the official ones, aren't they?
Yeah, so it's going to be held in New York this year, and there's so many incredible artists up in the nominations. But this is definitely one of my favourites. For new artists, Nick, you've got Cardi B and Barzy in there, along with a few other artists we don't really know about.
Tell me their names. I want to hear them.
Okay. There's Chloe X Haley.
Who?
I don't know. Lil Pump.
No, actually, I know Chloe. It's Chloe X Haley.
Oh, there we go.
And they're like two really young chicks. I think they're sisters. And they
make really?
Pop songs together. Anyway, but no one knows who they are. So
yeah.
Don't worry.
And then another one called Little Zooey Vert, however you say that. Never heard of them, but I don't know, I reckon either Barzy or Cardi B's got to win, surely.
Cardi's got to be up there, absolutely.
Like, she's grown so much in the last, I'd say, year. People have known about her.
And that's what the best new artist category should be about. It should be about, like, what you've managed to do in terms of your trajectory and what you've been able to put out to the world in the 12 months that have gone by. You got to do it.
Oh, good.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.